I'm recording this immediately after spending 25 minutes sitting in a chair, being mindful. It's Sunday morning. It's now 7:57. The purpose of recording this is to try to hold on to a sense of what I'm doing so that I will be helped to reflect back on it later. I have two main points I am aware of. One is how this morning I got out of bed and I kept going and I went to the chair after turning on the CD with Jon Kabat-Zinn and I was mindful. I practiced. But I practiced without stopping and interrupting. It was a habit, a first thing in the morning habit, and that works for me. It works when I don't have to weigh up, will I do this or will I do that, will I be mindful or will I make my child's breakfast or will I make myself breakfast or whatever. It's just the routine. The routine, the habit, the practice, that is grounded, more grounded into me first thing in the morning than any other aspect of mindfulness practice. The second awareness I have right now is how fortunate I am to live in a community in which there are people practicing mindfulness, talking about it, respectful of it as a way of being. People like Nick Holloway Vox, Jacqueline B, people who write books about mindfulness, Jon Kabat-Zinn and others, just the awareness that I am not alone, that it is a valuable thing to do and that I'm not the only person who's doing it or thinking that it is valuable. That communal side, to put a big word onto it, it would be like a collective mindful, the collective mindfulness. The idea that I am a small part in a big whole, that my own awareness is part of a practice that other people do too. And I'm saying, picking these two points for a special reason, which is that I'm finding it very, very hard to develop mindfulness routines and practice during the rest of the day. Like, for example, today, this Sunday, I will be approached by the temptation to do lots and lots of other things. And the temptations will be so strong that I will go with them. And there is a reason why I have to do things like, I don't know, take my daughter to riding today. But while I'm driving to riding, I could be attending to my awareness of the experience of driving the car. While I'm watching her, I could be mindful. I could be watching her mindfully. I could be attending to myself, attending to her. I could be noticing how I am. The theory is easy. The theory is easy. Noticing how I am is something I understand. I get it. The penny has dropped in terms of understanding. But the hard part is practice, doing it. And I'm going into tomorrow, Monday, a day which has been set aside for many weeks to spend the whole day practicing mindfulness or in a day-long training day. And I think I'm going to see if I can make today a day-long practice day in which at least three times today I will practice mindfulness in some form or other. And see if I can do it, and then I'll reflect on that. It isn't easy. It really isn't easy to develop a new set of practices. And I suppose when I think of the age that I am and the years that I have been living without being mindful, then it's hardly surprising if it takes me a couple of years to develop a practice that I can sustain, so that it isn't an act of will to be mindful, that it is an act of being, that it is the way I am, as opposed to a whole series of choices which are negotiated at each moment in time or in competition with other choices. I can see that what I'm driving towards is a situation, the big picture, where I would be mindful rather than that I would choose to be mindful.